In order for this to succeed, we must bring this back and be about Bob. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, I warned Brian about this shit 5 years ago on cash flow. But, oh, no,
yeah,
Brian had to go down the rabbit hole.
It's okay. Hey, Bob, do you have driver's license?
No.
Do you need driver's license?
No.
Is there any creation that you're separated from because you don't drive or have driver license?
No.
So everything's good, even though you don't have driver's license, right?
Right. I don't have a car.
Oh, well, you can't be a god if you don't have a car, right, Bob?
I can't be a god if I don't have a car.
Well, you're saying, no, actually, I can be a god, and I don't have to have a car. Matter of fact, I have people drive my ass around. Matter of fact, my Android meme is so strong, I can push a button, and the Uber, we don't even know what the fuck a Uber is, but the Uber brings me ice cream to my house, and I don't even have to do anything except throw money out the hole of the door. It is great because that's how that works, and I don't have to do nothing. I go to my chip body, and it brings me Laffer's ice cream any time of the day and night. It is so fabulous. I don't have to do nothing. So, and he can be driven, and Bob can take a wild hair and jump in something and drive it off a cliff or something. He won't know where the gas pedal is, so the chances of him succeeding that probably won't be very good. But that's not something he's also very interested in either at the same time. But he does like the input of driving through the scenery and being driven around asking questions and seeing things. He likes that part of the program, but none of that's required or predicated on him being God or not. That's never involved in the conversation. It never matters. Bob didn't know. Bob was so busy pleasing and delighting himself, he didn't notice that he wasn't even up to the standard of what you say you have to be able to be God. He was so busy being it and doing it, he didn't worry about all that. And that's sort of what we're trying to say here, that he dumbed it down to such a degree that if they told him that the conversation, if the sheriff came to talk to him, the sheriff would probably go blow his brains out.
When Bob went on his
railing idiot, man, get him away from me. He's got a dash cam. He's going to get my job. We've got to get away from this man. This is a setup. Man, this is the CIA. He's trying to get us. Every bad thing we've ever done is fixing to come out. Oh, my God, it's the Adriana Huffington. The Huffington goddamn post is coming to report on us. Get us out of here quickly before it's eternally too late. I knew it was going to end badly. I told you and I told you and I told you that they was finally going to check them bank books. I told you they was going to check them bank books. But no, you know everything. You can't do that. No, you know everything. So there you go.
Okay, this is all good and funny, but when Bob went on this little trip, I was listening to Bob how it all went. But Bob went through, there's a lot of processes that Bob went through. He just didn't, you know, he went through a process.
I didn't notice it.
Well, that's not the point, whether you noticed it or not. The point is, what was the process in which you got your plane ticket? What was the process?
I didn't do anything.
Bullshit. Where'd you get the money to pay for the cab? Money is vulgar. You're a liar, and I don't believe a fucking word of it.
Money is vulgar, and common people shouldn't handle it. Bob doesn't even know what the cab is. He doesn't have a clue. His handlers take care of everything. They arrange everything. Yeah, he wasn't sure.
Carolyn,
did we buy this plane, or did we let this plane, or did we let this plane, or did we buy it? Is this our plane? Well, sir, this is our plane, so we'll take care of it.